We went to the police this morning, as I had indicated yesterday, and we held a discussion with the police. I was in the company of Dr. Patson Zamara. We discussed the matter with the police, including Assistant Commissioner Makebenge, who was leading his team, and some officials from the Office of the President. We discussed the issue at length regarding the statement issued by Dr. Zamara, and so we came up with way forward there, so we're waiting to see what the police would do thereafter.
What did Dr. Zamara tell the police?
Well, Dr. Zamara made it very clear that he has nothing to hide. Every step that he is taking is a step that is aimed at doing everything possible for the recovery of his brother. He made it also very clear that he is going to continue taking these steps for as long as his brother is missing, which includes also appealing to the public, like he did a few days ago, and also includes giving information to the police whenever he gets into contact with any. He also made it very clear that he doesn't trust the system, including the police system. Why? Because he believes that if there was genuinity and sincerity, something ought to have happened by now in respect of the efforts to recover Mr. Itai Zamara.
Did he identify to the police his sources?
Well, he told them what he knows. He told them how he got the picture that is circulating. He told them what he could tell them at that juncture. Anything else that he does not have, he didn't tell. Everything that he has, he told the police. And because the police said, no, look, give us information, which is linked to the information that you released. And he gave them everything that he had at that time, which includes the picture which he delivered today, this afternoon, to the police.
Was this an interrogation by the police?
No, not at all. When we got there, the police made it very clear that they were not interrogating Mr. Zamara. They simply wanted to inquire from him the authenticity of the information that he had, how he had gotten the information, who gave him. They were saying, no, we expect you to assist us in doing everything that we can to recover your brother. They also made inquiries regarding every issue related to that picture that was released. But Zamara, for his part, he indicated to them that, you see, he is going to do every other thing besides going to the police to make sure that his brother is found in whatever state he may be in.
And what did the police in return promise to do with the information they got from Dr. Zamara?
Well, they said if the information is sufficient to create some leads, they are going to take whatever action that they will take. They will be working with us, consulting us, seeing what should be done in the matter. They were all really apprehensive because it appeared to them that the information was insufficient. But that is all that we had, and that is all that was given. It is important, Jonga, just to point out that the situation that Zamara finds himself in is unique. Not many people wake up every day to find their relatives gone missing. So some people may want to argue he should have done this, he should have done that, if he should have gone this way. But what people should do is to place them in his shoes and ask themselves what they would have done if they woke up one morning with a missing relative. So this is the point also that Zamara made clear to the police, that he'll do anything to make sure that some positive action is taken towards the finding of his brother.